Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. After 12.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
I'm not Matt.
What up, Matt?
Hi, I'm Matt.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning for Brewers 360. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, let's tell the Blake Perkins story. What is he, second year with our team? Where did he come from? How did we pick him up? And boy, aren't we glad to have him.
Yeah, certainly. He was actually a pretty high pick out of high school in the second round by the Nationals. He's bounced around. He was with the Yankees at one point, became a free agent, and we signed him, actually gave him a major league deal to get him on our roster. And he's been, I mean, yesterday was just unbelievable. I mean, I don't think he could ever ask for anything more than what he did yesterday. I mean, it felt like vibes from like the Lorenzo Cain type of days at his peak. You know, it was just awesome to watch. And Blake is such a great kid. He's really funny and loves baseball. And we're thrilled to have him.
How many runs did he save yesterday? That, and then if you add in his home run, that's a little.
Yeah, I said it was like a pick nine. Six in the NFL, right? You pick it off and run it in for a touchdown. That's what he did.
Yeah, I mean, really, yeah, it flipped the whole game. I mean, with him hitting a homer as well. I mean, you know, at least you know with the bases loaded there. Ball in the right center, the robbing the homer, and then the dive in, you know, to, you know, right over his shoulder. I mean, that's, it's a lot of runs. So it was a great game for him.
And it sounds like the news is good coming from Trevor McGill's injury, lined in the arm by a line drive that ultimately would cost the Brewers the game, but not fractured. And what do you think? When would he be able to pitch again?
Yeah, we're hoping it's a couple of days. I mean, he's a really tough kid, as you know. You know, he told me a story. I asked him if that had ever happened to him before, and he said, yeah, he had it in the minor leagues at one point, and he still threw eight shutout innings after that. You know, so he's I mean, he's like, yeah, I've been through this. And so he says he's going to be fine, which is great. But certainly, yeah, that was a scary moment for us.
I got hit in the head one time in a softball. I was a kid playing with, like, older kids, and I was pitching. You know, softball is different because you got the composite bats and all this stuff. Took a liner off the forehead. Dropped me.
Boom. Jeez.
Oh, man.
So I just offer that story. What is your Great. Reaction to that, Matt Arnold? Tough it out, you know?
Explains a lot. Explains a lot, buddy.
Well done. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
I don't know why I told that.
Well, what are pitchers taught to do anything in those situations, whether it's, you know, after their delivery, are scouts looking at that? Like, okay, well, they're setting themselves up.
It's a good question.
To get injured, or are there ways to prevent it other than just have quick reflexes?
Dude's follow through. He's really fallen off the hill.
Yeah, I mean, certainly we try to. You try to get in a good fielding position. I think they teach that at a young age. I think the difference is when you're throwing 100 miles an hour like Trevor McGill is, it's harder to do that, you know. And so it's just natural that he's going to kind of fall off the mound with everything, all the momentum that he has going. So. Makes it harder to certainly get into a quality little league field position, you know, that we're taught growing up. But yeah, certainly it's a risky spot there for sure.
You know, speaking of pitching, that is a question that we get a lot of. Matt texted to us or emailed to us when you're on or when the skipper is on, asking about the pitching. If the club is going to start looking outside of the organization for more pitching, as we seem to have some injuries that have piled up over the last few months.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, we're always active and looking to the extent that we can try to help this club. And you know, as I've talked about, I think the guys have stepped up and done a really good job. I mean, you know, in a lot of ways too. I mean, we do have some guys coming back. Hopefully, guys like Jacob Junis and Joe Ross, Bukauskas did a really nice job, and then of course Devin Williams coming back. DL Hall started throwing the ball really well the other day too, which is great. So you know, we do have certainly have some good arms, but absolutely always open to external additions as well.
No, this is the part, Matt, where you tell us the three guys that you're talking to currently and what deals and who you're willing to wager for them. Yeah, I think you misunderstood Eric's question there. Right? He wants a list.
We're talking to everybody. We're not just three. We're talking to the mailman. We're talking to the nice. We're talking to everybody. So anybody that'll listen, we're open for business.
All right, good. Well, I'm much better now after the shot to the head. So let me know.
Great.
Brewers Senior Vice President, General Manager Matt Arnold with us on Brewers 360. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
I haven't had my muffin yet, Matt.